One of the reasons we do live here is because finally, you know, like they say in the summertime, if you got lemons, make lemonade. Well, out in on Lake Lida, if you've got ice, make an ice hole. And we, in fact, we're talking about Hillbilly's Ice Hole. It's the first time I've had a chance. I've heard about this place. This must be the third winter or so that Hillbilly's Ice Hole has been open on Lake Lida. And we have Josie Norgren with us. Hi, Josie.
Hi.
Hey, Josie. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So is this the third winter?
This is our third winter, although this is my second year on my own. The first year I had a partner. But
okay.
We are now just strictly Hillbilly's Ice Hole Bar.
Okay. Now, you have a place in town in Erhard called Hillbilly's Vittles, right?
Yep, Hillbilly's Vittles and Brew right downtown Erhard.
I understand from a source close to me that that's an excellent place to, it's a really a great place. Great food, great drink, bright, fun, and all that.
Yep, we got the fully remodeled bar, new kitchen, new menu, lots of good food on there. So.
What's the specialty? If someone were to call and say, if I go to Hillbilly's Vittles and Brew in Erhard, what would you recommend?
Saturday nights we have the chicken and ribs special. That's excellent. Everybody loves that. Our Luckendecker is our number one selling burger. That's my brother's burger. A lot of my food on the menu is created by my family. The Rockies roast beef, that's my dad. That's another number one seller.
Is it pronounced Erhard or Erhard?
Erhard.
Okay, it is Erhard. And it's on 59, how far east, west, south, or north of what?
I'm about 6 miles south of Pelican Rapids, and I'm like north of Fergus Falls, north of the interstate, about, I don't know, 10 miles.
Josie, how long have you been in the food and beverage business?
I opened the bar in June of 2009.
Oh, congratulations. You've kept a small business going longer than most people, so a pat on the back to you.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a lot of work, but it's fun. It's worth it.
So, Hillbilly's Ice Hole on Lake Lida, where is the access to?
We are located right on the North Lake Lida public access, right off County Highway 4.
And how far out is the ice hole?
We're on this side of where everybody's fishing. I don't know. It's not quite a mile out here.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the access from where I'm standing. I'm standing outside the bar right now. So
you're about a mile out on the lake.
Yeah, not quite a mile.
Okay, and how deep is the ice?
We have about where we're at, where the house is, about 22 inches of ice underneath us, and we're in about 12 feet of water.
Wow. All right. And describe Hillbilly's Ice Hole, the size and what it looks like.
We are in a mini version of the Hillbilly's in Erhard. It's red with a green roof and trim, and it's a 16 by 22 steel-built frame built by ECSI in Pelican Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
We love those guys for that. They've done very well for us, and it's awesome.
Do you have a bar?
Yep, we have a full, it's actually a two-piece thing we got to put together, and then there's a half bar on each half, and then we put it together. We have a full bar in the front when you walk in.
And what do you serve at Hillbilly's Ice Hole?
Today we have chili. Normally we have some sort of soup and then chips, jerky, candy, gum, stuff like that.
Do people come out there just to have a brew or two and then go home like they would any bar, like they probably do your place in Erhard?
We have all varieties. I mean, people come out here and they fish all day and they just got to get out of their little 6x8 house and come over to a big house, watch some TV. We got a TV out here and
you do.
Eat a couple soup, have a couple beers. And then we have the people that fish all day in their house out here and then come and find us at night and then party it up because they don't have to drive and they're safe. They just walk back to their fish house and no worries.
What are your hours of operation and what days?
This year we have cut it back. We're just doing Fridays and Saturdays. We're doing noon to 2 a.m.
Oh, now what?
And then we are going to be open Super Bowl Sunday.
Of course you are.
So,
how cool. And how many, What does the fire code allow as far as number of patrons that can be in there?
I'm not 100% sure on the fire code, but we've had up to 45 people in here, you know, standing. So,
do you have music?
It doesn't happen very often. And yeah, we have a full stereo.
Oh. Do you have a flat screen?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Soup HD?
Yes.
Really?
We run it off a tailgater. Yeah.
Do you have 3D?
Do you have beds?
All right. So,
we pull them all later after hours.
Now, do you leave? This might sound silly, but do you leave the Hillbilly's Ice Hole out there on the ice while you're when you're not in operation?
Yep. Our goal from this year forward, we're always going to put it out New Year's Eve, and then it sits out here through our season, which is usually all of January and February, and we have it off, you know, when the houses have to come, when all the fish houses have to be off the lake.
Are people able to fish in the ice hole?
Yep, we have variety of people come in and fish. Last Saturday, we had a guy and his young son, must have been about 3 or 4 years old, came in and fished out of the hole, holes in the ice. So,
is it cold in there, or do you keep it well?
Oh, no, we got a full furnace. We got a nice little 250-gallon propane tank out here we keep full.
What kind of licensing did you have to arrange to open another place on the ice?
It kind of satellites off my bar in town, and I use my catering license. So we do wedding catering and stuff like that, and then take a few other different special licenses to be out here. But
I don't want to sound naive, but do you have fun doing it?
Oh, we have a blast. We have a hole behind the bar, and we usually are fishing the whole time we're out here. So we have 8 holes in the fish house, so. There's always someone fishing in here. We have a blast.
So
it's laid back. You know, people are laid back, riding snowmobile out here or doing whatever. So
Yeah. I don't suppose I could bring my 2005 Buick Park Avenue out there, but.
Well, actually, this year you probably could. The access is actually pretty nice. You might have to get a good run going up, but I think you could get it out here.
Well, you grow up ice fishing?
Yeah, actually, I grew up. I'm a bait dealer's daughter. My mom and dad operate a business now for, I think it's been 25, 26 years, called Rocky's Bait.
Really?
They're one of the largest wholesale bait dealers in Minnesota. So.
So you probably didn't cry the first time you went on the ice to go ice fishing like I did.
Absolutely not.
How old were you when you started fishing? Like 2 or 1?
Oh, yeah. I was probably in my mom's leech boat when I was about 1.
Really?
This is Josie.
Yeah, that's a good life.
This is Josie Norgren. She's the owner of Hillbilly's Ice Hole on the ice on Lake Lida in Otter Tail County. And we just got a text message here at 35270. It says, Jack and Sandy, does the ice hole permit children? Are children allowed in?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, you just said somebody comes in with their child and or grandchild and fishes.
Yep, we have a few kids here every weekend. There's always kids here. So, you know, closer to 10 p.m. if the older kids are here, you know, those 18, 19-year-olds, we pick them up. But.
Yeah, well, good for you. Well, it's a pleasure to know you and talk to you, and I'd like to shake your hand, but maybe we'll have to do that when we go to Hillbilly's Vittles and Brew in Earhart. I doubt I'll be bringing my Park Avenue out on the ice, but it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Good luck to you, and congratulations.
All right, thank you.